Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Connecticut Department of Transportation is doing a resurfacing project performed on Route 7 in the towns of Sharon, Salisbury, and Canaan. The project is scheduled to occur beginning today and completed on Friday, July 24th. You can expect delays. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen have a special meeting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The Board of Selectmen in Sharon meeting 3 p.m. In Sheffield, they have a meeting of the Board of Assessors at 4 p.m. In Cornwall, the Planning and Zoning Commission meets at 7 p.m. And Housatonic River Commission meets at the West Cornwall Firehouse at 7:30. There'll be a special town meeting in Sharon on July 16th. Attendees must wear masks and social distance. It begins at 6:30. Armenia, a public hearing will continue until further notice on Thursday, the renewal of Cablevision agreement. Also on Thursday, the Cornwall Board of Finance meets at 7 p.m. Town Board meeting in Pine Plains on Thursday at 7 p.m. The regular meeting of the Ancrum Town Board will be held July 16th, Thursday at 7 p.m. On Friday at 5 p.m., film screening The Art of Work at the Cornwall Library. It is held via Zoom. Women's Support Services is holding a volunteer certification training in July and August. Trainings are available if you would like to sign up or find out more information. Contact Deanna Barry at dbarry@wssdv.org. Region 1 Reopening Committee Curriculum Instruction and Professional Learning Task Group has a meeting from 11:30 until 1 p.m. Hartford Healthcare, Charlotte Hungerford Hospital has their mobile COVID-19 testing unit coming to North Canaan on Wednesday, the 15th, from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the North Canaan Town Hall. The service is available at no cost. However, pre-registration is required. Information at 860-496-6479. Summer concerts are back in Sharon at the Sharon Valley at Alliance Club Pavilion. Coming up on the 15th, it's the Jukebox Junkies. Come out and enjoy. Bring a picnic. All shows are from 6 to 8. Social distancing rules will be strictly enforced, as will masks if you are within 6 feet of somebody. St. John's Lutheran Church on Route 7 in Ancrum, New York, is having their annual chicken barbecue on Saturday the 18th. A ticket donation, takeouts are $15. Pick up 4:30 to 6. You must order. Tickets are limited. To reserve tickets, 518-755-8978, 518-329-0038. Some stories we're checking around our tri-state region. On Sunday, a 16-year-old Dover Plains boy was airlifted to Westchester Medical Center in Valhalla after New York State Police reported he crashed into a tree on an ATV. The unidentified victim suffered serious injuries, according to Troop K. The youth was riding in a group of three on Berkshire Road in Dover Plains. The Sharon Playhouse has another show coming up, the Jersey Tenors, July 18th and 19th. It's a drive-in show, just like their July 4th show. The July 18th show is sold out. The Jersey Tenors is an opera-rock mashup sensation, creating an explosive blend of the most iconic opera classics alongside rock and roll. Tickets are per vehicle, not per person. More information at sharonplayhouse.org. Meanwhile, theater officials are looking forward to better days in Torrington since March. The Warner Theater has been closed, having canceled all shows and furloughed all but two staff members amid the shutdown caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. In a story in the Republican American, bringing life back to the theater when the shutdown eases is its grip leaked to Rufus Durham, who replaced retired Lynn Gellarmino as executive director on March 30th, shortly after the shutdown. State orders previously expected to loosen this month remain with strict limitations on crowds and continued locks on theaters, bars, and anywhere crowds are part of business. Survival rate for the Warner will require public and private support as it tries to navigate the complex road to reopening its doors. Meanwhile, music will go on at the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival virtually. In a story by Shaw Isaacson in the Winsted Phoenix, back in April, organizers announced this year's Yale Summer School of Music, the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival, and the Yale Norfolk School of Art were canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Chamber Music Festival is one of the oldest in New England and was founded sometimes in the 1880s. Despite this, organizers have put together a series of virtual concerts, all streaming online on the Chamber Music Festival's Facebook page at facebook.com/pg/Norfolk Chamber Music/, and on the YouTube channel at youtube.com/channel/UCNVQTARZYJ9N_WONBK8KUYG. I'll tell you what, just go to the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival website. That'll be a lot easier. New York State Police will be hosting a child passenger safety seat event by appointment only at Troop K in Salt Point, New York on Wednesday, July 22nd from 4 p.m. till 8 p.m. Their child safety seat technicians will be on hand to assist with the installation of your child's safety seat and answer any questions. An appointment is necessary for the event. Contact Sergeant Anderson at 845-677-7334. In Great Barrington, a jury of six trial for former town police officer charged with drunken driving will be postponed until the fall due to the pandemic. The trial for Daniel Bartini, 28, was initially set for July 22nd, but will likely be moved to this date in the fall. In Central Berkshire District Court, according to the clerk's office, the trial was initially set for November of 2019. Well, the Berkshire Museums are now open. You have to be mask clad and socially distant, but members of the public have returned to the Clark Art Institute on Sunday. And at least, the director says, he describes the experience of strolling the Clark Galleries. The COVID-19 continues to rip the country. They hope the reopened institute can serve as a healing place. Business Brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 10.50. It'll start today off at 26,085.80. The S&P 500 was down 29.82, starting off today at 3155.22, and the NASDAQ was down 226.60. It starts off today at 10,390.84. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.